How to Become, with thanks to Lear Business Services and Training Centre Mullingar, offering QQI certified online courses in key areas such as business administration, management, train the trainer, personal development and bespoke in-company training. LearBusinessCentre.com.
Hello and welcome to Midlands 103 Loose Cannons. It's myself, Mary Sherwin.
And myself, Helen Steins.
And we're here as part of our How to Become series. So, Helen, who do we have here?
So today we are doing a How to Become a HGV driver, which is a heavy goods vehicle. And we have Debbie Kelly, who is a HGV driver with Dunn Haulage, who are based near Allenwood. So welcome, Debbie, this evening. And we're going to have a chat with you about being a HGV driver. People don't realise that there's lots of different licences on driving a truck of all sorts. So you, to start with, got your what licence?
I did my rigid first.
And to become a rigid driver, so is it similar to a car? Do you have to do lessons? And
You can. You're better off kind of doing a few lessons just to get yourself out of bad habits from, say, when you're driving a car for X amount of time, you will get bad habits over the years.
So what kind of bad habits did you have that you had to get rid of?
Both hands on the wheel.
Is that a no-no?
Yeah, a big no-no. you really have to be dramatic, kind of looking in the mirrors all the time. And
okay.
Of course, because it's so big, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Go on anyway.
You could squash somebody's car, like it's that big. Yeah.
If you hit someone, like, they're the one that's in trouble, really, not you. Sometimes you won't even feel if you're after hitting something or someone. It's that big of a vehicle.
It's that big.
Not that that has happened much to you.
No, thank God.
No.
Just thank God.
So it's a rigid license, is that what it's called?
Yeah, you do your rigid first. And sure, if you want to go on to do your Arctic, then afterwards you can do your Arctic.
Okay.
And that's what Debbie has done.
Yeah, I've done both of them, but... Okay. It's very expensive, if you want to call it.
Is it?
If you're a person that was... Well, like, my grandfather would have had lorries and that, but he would have been, like, retired before I would have got to go around with him as
such.
My uncle would have drove lorries and cranes, but, like that, he died when I was very young.
Sorry, yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah.
So you remember your granddad then from... So when you were a small kid, your granddad was a truck driver?
Yeah. Yeah,
is that what got you started? Your granddad was well known.
Yeah, Major Connolly from Eaton Air, you know, he was really well known.
Wow. So is that what made you want to become a truck driver?
In a way, yeah. I like to kind of, like, carry on kind of a tradition. There's only a handful of us out of all of his many, many grandchildren and children that kind of carried on doing the lorry driving.
There aren't many women doing it, though.
There's a good few now, yeah, but you have to look out for them, nearly, because you wouldn't cop them as easy as you would. Like, well, you suppose you would cop them quicker than a man in a lorry or whatever, but, like, there is a good few that have their lorry license but don't actually drive them day to day.
Okay.
So, you know, they wouldn't, they'd do it to have it, but they'd never kind of go and work at it.
Okay.
And why do you think that is? Do you think do you have to gain confidence doing it? Or, like, it's obviously a hard job, is it?
It's hard, yeah. It tests you at times. But, like, I think it's a lot of, before I started, I taught, and I sound really bad, but I taught every site I go into, I get smart remarks, oh, woman driver, oh, geez, like, this kind of crack.
But yeah.
In fairness, I'd say about over 100 sites so far, in the last year and a bit that I've been driving, I went into one that they had a smart remark and they got a smart remark back fairly quickly, and they weren't long about tucking their tail between their legs and running off nearly.
So you need to kind of be very... Well, you need to be confident about what you're doing when you go into these places.
Yeah, you need to be confident, but you... Like, even when you're not, you kind of have to just...
Fake it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, and do you think men treat you differently because you are a woman?
I thought now that they would have been very, like, not cruel or anything, but I thought they would have been very blunt with me, but they're actually the nicest, and they're very helpful.
Great.
Like, if you're ever stuck, to be straight over to give you a hand with that. And like, where they nearly wouldn't with another man.
Okay.
Do you know? They're nearly to give you a hand with anything quicker than they would another man. Like.
Okay. And would you ask for help? Are you the type of person who would ask?
No.
Or, okay.
I'd be stubborn. Very stubborn.
So when they do offer, do you take it or do you go, no, I'm grand?
Depends on the situation. Yeah, no, I would. I'd take help. Everyone needs help every now and then. So I'll take it when I need it. Like.
Yeah.
But in fairness, they won't come over kind of dictating your act like that. But they come over if they know that you're genuinely kind of going, oh, sugar. What way am I going?
Yeah. So, Debbie, do you own your own truck haulage company then, or do you work for a truck haulage company?
I work for Dunn Haulage there in Pluckerstown. Dunn Haulage and Son. Damien Dunn and Son Haulage.
In Pluckerstown.
In Pluckerstown or Tangan, yeah.
And is there an advantage or a disadvantage? Like, would you recommend then to work for somebody, or, you know, is it better to be working for somebody, or would you recommend people to try and start their own business, or is that like, that's a major thing?
Oh, it's a major thing. You'd have to go and get your haulier license and everything. And just, if you were starting out your own company, you'd want to kind of, it depends on what road they're going down. But like, you'd really want to know your stuff. Right, and you want to have a good bit of mileage underneath you before you start it.
Right. Okay. Mm.
What's the best thing about the job?
Well, the lads. I actually love working with the lads. It's a bit of a crack and sneer the whole time, in fairness. So there's always a giggle around the corner or something, like, it'll be sneering you over something, like, but I enjoy that and I don't take that to heart, so it's grand.
I'd say you'd be sneering back now as
well. Oh, yeah. Give it to them as quick as they give it. Or give it, yeah.
Well, it's great crack when we meet you on the road and you're trying to see, and everybody's like, oh, I met Debbie today driving along on her truck, and it's great crack, though. I'd say it's nice to be going around meeting people and waving at them. And
Yeah, no, and especially when you meet your friends. You nearly hang out the window.
And do you get kids? Because I remember when I was younger, as in a child, I used to be kind of too
horny. Yeah.
So do you get kids still doing
that? Oh, they love it, yeah. No, I remember going through, it was just before Christmas, going up through it hanging. And the kids were all like, beep the horn, beep the horn. And when you give them a beep, they were, they were all obviously going down like to practice their nativity play in the church or something. But they were very, very funny. Like.
And what's the hardest part of your job, do you think?
To be honest, timekeeping. Trying to kind of schedule how you get into such a site before it's closed. That's kind of my directions. Anyone that knows me, I'm brutal with directions, giving them and taking them. So,
and then there's a lot of paperwork involved in it as well, isn't there? Like to keep record of what you're doing. And
I actually find the paperwork handy.
Okay.
Some people have been the other way around now. They find the paperwork the hardest, but I find it the handiest because I worked in an office for 5 years before I started driving lorries, and what I was doing was taking in the dockets and organising where they were going and crack like that in my old job. So that was actually the handiest part for me, to be honest.
Okay, right.
Was the paperwork.
And can I, do you like have, I know bus drivers have a tachometer thing.
Yeah.
Is it, and but they also have something that records how long they've been driving, so that if anybody stops them and if they've gone over, they're off the road. So do you have that as well?
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah, the RSA follow up on that.
And what is it exactly? Tell me how it works.
You literally, you kind of say when you get in the morning, you have to put on your walk around for 15 minutes. You check your lorry, check wheel nuts, check if there's tyres in between the dual wheels or anything like that. And lights, make sure you have your hazards, that your tyres aren't soft or no cracks in them or anything like that. You're just kind of check to see is it roadworthy that morning.
Right.
So you spend 15 minutes doing that in the morning. Then you toddle on or whatever, but you can take a 15 or you can take a 45, but it has to be
break, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first 4.5 hours, you can take your 15 and then you can take a half an hour by the time your 4.5 hours is up.
Okay.
And then you have another 4.5 hours after and then you're kind of done at the butt for the day. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And has it ever happened to you that somebody stopped you to check you?
No, actually, no.
Okay.
No, I haven't been, met the RSA at all, actually, yet.
Okay. Yeah, please subscribe. Hopefully I don't jinx you.
Here we are now. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah. Jinx myself. No, RSA. First thing in the morning.
Mary, what the hell did she ask me?
Yeah.
So Talking about that then, do you think that would somebody have to be very technically minded then to actually do it, or is it all, could you learn it, like?
How to become. With thanks to Port Arlington Further Education and Training Centre. Learn about our full and part-time further education and training courses and our third level and higher education undergraduate and postgraduate courses. PortArlingtonFETC.ie.
You can learn it, but you kind of have, I know it sounds stupid, but common sense isn't that common anymore. You have to constantly be looking ahead, say when you're in the motorway, you nearly want to be looking. Well, I don't know, I keep an eye, I'd say I'd leave about 7 car distance. Because if they jam on, it's a lot harder for you to stop. You won't stop in a dime.
So especially if you have
you
a heavy
load. You need a good space ahead. Yeah. And I'd nearly be watching 5 cars ahead of them. And if they start braking, I start braking.
Yeah.
To be ready for the full stop.
Mm.
Yeah. And say, if you're on a back road and the hedges are low enough, you can kind of look over and see if you can cop a roof of a car. So they might not necessarily see you.
Mm.
So you're already slowing down when they come flying around the corner. They're like, oh, be Janie, there's a lorry. At least you're kind of nearly stopped and in enough that they won't hit you head on. Like.
So yeah, because you drive around some pretty awful roads as well, like, you know, and canal bridges.
it's good, but you really do have to kind of have the common sense to look ahead, plan, especially what roads you're going down, no low bridges.
Okay, the way you're laughing now, there has to be a low bridge story,
there's low bridges.
I was just going to ask, what was the worst thing that has ever happened on a day? Something that you just went, oh, God, I should have just chosen a different career. This is awful.
I haven't had one of those days just yet. I've had days where everything kind of went belly up all right, but it wasn't as such that I'd want to leave that career.
Right.
Just and yet.
Is there anything that you happened in on your day's work that you would say, like, that was actually the funniest thing that has ever happened to me in my job?
Well, in fairness, nearly every day is a funny day with the lads. It's actually, you'd have a good old sneer, especially when you're on the phone. You'd have your own little kind of private jokes that just,
group chat.
And do you have the CB, like rubber ducky and all of these handles and all of that kind of stuff?
They have them, but we don't use them.
Okay.
No, I actually don't even know how to turn on. Well, it's on, but I don't know how to use mine. I wouldn't really bother with it. I just, the hands-free and the lorries.
Mobile phones have kind of ruined the crack of a CB driving around, haven't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you can ring people now and have group calls and everything under.
Yeah. You'd have a whole convoy listening in. Like, you could have 5 people on the chat. I think it's only 4. Isn't it 4 of the max in WhatsApp, I think?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I've never tried to have that many people talk to me at the one time. So I don't think I could handle it.
You're not going to tell us anything embarrassing that happened to you, Debbie. Is that it? That's the feeling I get. Or did anything embarrassing happen?
No, nothing really. You know, like, mortifying. Okay. I haven't got caught to what happened
or stuck on a canal bridge or under a bridge.
No, thank God. No, I didn't get stung with any low bridges or getting stuck on top of them or anything like that. But, like, the only thing I would say, it's very difficult for a woman driver to find the toilets.
Oh.
Like, that'd be my fear, someone catching me trying to have a tinkle.
Toilet break.
Tinkle break, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, you'd never think of that, Mary, would you?
No.
Yeah.
Tinkle break.
Because it's not everywhere that you can stop your lorry and pull in. Like, you have
There's very few. A lot of shops that don't want you in around the place, really. And they'd have them metal barriers outside the shop so you can't even park up, run in, and get and eat. Like, you really have to
plan
ahead. Either bring a lunch with you, and if you don't bring a lunch with you and you're not anywhere with a good shop, you're going hungry, kind of thing. That's the choice of it. Unless you get lucky and get somewhere to park.
Wow.
Other than that, you really do have to plan your journey.
So a proper truck stop is then, it's a good thing to have that people can pull in. Because, like, I mean, to pull in for your 45 or for your 15 minutes, you have to pull in safe and to...
Enough off the road that you're not going to obviously disturb traffic or anything like that. And then that you're safe enough that no one's going to hit the arse of your lorry or hit the front of your or anything like, you know.
And what about breakdowns then? Does it happen often?
For sure.
Tell us more.
It's the joys of it. Literally, when they're being driven all day, every day, like, you do salvage amount of mileage in a day even. And even the litres of diesel that you'd use in a day. Like, we're only local enough, like, we wouldn't be anywhere outside Kildare or anything like that, but it's still, you'd be looking at 160 litres a day of diesel.
Wow. Okay.
Like, if that just kind of, and that's only small, short trips or anything like that, and that's how quick it, or...
Yeah. And then driving in and out of building sites and rough ground and hills.
Yeah, you get it. Like, it depends on where you're going. Like, when you're doing the tipper work, you're in a lot of rough ground and kind of a lot of stony ground or muck or anything like that. You could end up getting punctures a good bit. You would get punctures or you'd end up stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire and you can't go anywhere. You have to wait for...
Come somebody to come. You wouldn't obviously go at it yourself.
No.
You wouldn't be like, I mean,
I'd try it. I'd give them a hand in the yard, but
yeah,
if I'm not with me, I can't really do that.
Yeah.
You'd need a van with you nearly, if that's the case. Yeah. A van full of tools along with your lorry. Yeah. So
Wow. That's right. Wow. It sounds high pressure. It sounds you have to be constantly alert. Making sure that you're watching traffic, that they see you as well as you see them.
Yeah.
And that you kind of have to be five steps ahead of everybody, especially when you're on the motorway and even driving the back roads.
Yeah. Or even going through a village, say, when the schools are out.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, you're looking ahead to see is Johnny down the road after pulling out that's blocking the traffic. There's no point in me moving.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to block the whole town.
Yeah.
I might as well stay kind of back and let the traffic come through and hopefully she'll pull out and then you'll be able to go on. You're constantly planning ahead, constantly.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's been a pleasure here talking about how to become a truck driver. And is there any small bit of advice that you'd give anybody if they were halfway thinking about doing it?
Do it. It's the best thing I've ever done. No, I like cars, I like lorries. Obviously the horses then as well, but I was always hesitant, but like it is expensive, but what you could do is do a lesson once a month, even if you wanted to build your way up and just take the leap. You'd be surprised how friendly and how welcome places are. Like I thought the worst of everything before I got in, and then when I got in, I realised how sound they are really.
Yeah.
There's no, like I said, one site out of 100, you could get a smart remark.
Right.
Just be smart back with them. Don't be shy.
Well, I'd say as a woman, you've got something to bring to the table as well. Like, you know, a little bit of care and being nice to people and stuff. I'm sure they love to see you coming in the morning with a big smile on your face.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, so, it worked both ways, I'm sure, really. Like, so, great. So that's our how to become a heavy, good vehicle professional driver. And I hope everybody enjoyed our information that we give to everybody.
And the chat with Debbie, definitely.
And we want to thank Debbie for taking the time to come in to us today and tell us all about her career as a truck driver and many, many miles ahead of you to go, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, ladies.
So that's it. Helen Stein signing off.
And Mary Sherwin, it's good night from her and it's good night from me. Or it's not good night because that has to get cut. So it is goodbye from the loose. It is goodbye from her and it's goodbye from me on Midlands 103 Loose Cannons.
Thanks, guys, for listening.